Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of sin.
Well, here we are. 2003, it all began, and Sin FM took to the community airwaves in Melbourne with its very own full-time license. 20 years later, Sin is still providing a vital service to the youth media landscape in Melbourne and, of course, Australia. Hi, I'm Dan Hill, and I've been involved with Sin since 2003. I was 14 years old. Today, I'm the music director at B105 in Brisbane, the number one station in town, previously the music director at The Fox and for the Hit Network in regional Australia. I've been on air, dabbled in some audio and TV production, and it's because of Sin I was able to get a head start on my career. When I got my start at Sin, I didn't think it would turn my love for radio into a fulfilling career spanning almost 16 years. I walked through the doors at the original studios in Building 12. I was so nervous. I did the training session. It consisted of a 30-minute session, and then we were ready to go on the air. Crazy times. I saw so many people come through Sin over the years, some who have become household names, and even more that have become my friends. It's in places like these that spur creativity, new ideas, new ways of doing things without restriction. For me, it was the ultimate training ground. From hosting shows, setting up outside broadcasts, being a part of Sin TV in its early days, working down in Studio A and Prez, and to the many great working bees we had around the station to prepare it for its very first renovation. Wow, those colour-changing lights were a game-changer. I presented two shows on Sin in my years there, Yeah Whatever, which was a bit of a hodgepodge of everything. This was me trying things on the radio and learning the craft. I then went on to host a technology show on Sin, which provide tech advice and the latest tech news. It's something Sin didn't have a lot of on the air at the time. In both instances, I won a Sin Award for Most Improved Show for Yeah Whatever and a Most Innovative News Show Award for Tech Support. From there, my career moved into some of my own projects in the internet radio space. I dabbled in some podcasting and then into commercial radio in 2006. It's incredible after 16 years in my commercial radio career, the amount of people I work with or have come across who have had something to do with Sin is absolutely mind-blowing. Almost every radio station, if not all, have been touched by people who have volunteered and who have been through Sin. And that's what's great about this incredible radio station. Tonight, I bring you an updated version of Yeah Whatever. I'll be playing some music from the shows I used to present and some of my favourites from right now as music director in Brisbane. Let's do it. Yeah Whatever starts now on Sin.
Coming of Age, celebrating 20 years of Sin.